What's up? This is Raina Says, and I wanted to talk to you guys about the things that I'm working on right now. As we talked about in the last episode, you know, I realized I've been kind of wallowing in my own negativity and not understanding how to be grateful for all that's gone well and all the good things that have happened. And I've been really working that negative muscle where, you know, it's just a whole bunch of attention put on all that's going wrong. And lately I've been focused on, well, what's going right? Okay. Now, something else I've been working on, which I'm very excited about, and I don't know if you can hear my smile through this conversation, but something I'm very excited about is working on my feminine energy. And if I said that word wrong, just move along. We all know what I mean. But yeah, working on my feminine energy. And I don't know, I've always been like a mix between my, I shouldn't say a good balance, but I definitely have tapped into my feminine energy quite a bit in my life, but it's never been where I was most comfortable and where I was most comfortable. I'm certainly more comfortable having this assertive, aggressive approach. I'm certainly more comfortable having a leadership approach and being in charge and taking action, which is really a lot that has to do with your masculine energy. And lately I've been noticing that, you know, I'm really, along with my negativity that I've been dealing with, I've been feeling very much like I just am go, and I'm not slowing down and enjoying my moments. I'm not flowing, you know, because, you know, they talk about feminine energy being very similar to water, and I'm not really getting that flow, you know. I'm not slowing down and trickling sometimes. I'm just always constantly on go mode and going fast and talking fast and just going hard 24/7. And so lately I've been focusing on feminine energy and focusing on the different things that I can do to really tap into that divine energy where I can feel all these different things that are just more at home when you break down this barrier that we've created for ourselves. And I realized that, you know, technically most women will have we do have obviously a natural feminine energy, but we're in a world where it's not really looked at as a positive if you want to be taken serious in your career. It's not really looked at as a positive when raising children by yourself. So a lot, and I don't have children, but I'm just saying, like, you know, if you think about our culture, a lot of children are raised just by their mothers. And I could imagine the need to have to be that masculine energy and that feminine energy where you really don't get to, you know, sit in that feminine energy as much. And then if you're raised by a woman that has to really pull in that masculine side, I could see why some people, you know, will adopt that masculine energy a little bit more than maybe we want. So So I've been really thinking about how I can, in a way, maintain the things that I love about myself. Because let's not get it twisted. I absolutely love how assertive I can be. I love that I have a take charge attitude sometimes, and that if you call me, Raina can get it done. I have to learn, for me, a balance between that and knowing when I'm needed versus always taking over. And that's the masculine energy that I have, where it's like a little bit more of a controlling masculine energy where you're not trusting people to take care of things and trusting people to get things done for you. So that's my journey. I don't know if you guys, if you ladies are listening to this, men also have a feminine energy, and hopefully there's a balance there between your masculine and your feminine energy, because any person that's leaning more towards one is going to feel the negatives and the consequences of that. Our goal should be to balance that. And right now for me, it's almost like I have to counteract all the masculine energy I've been putting out into the world. So, yeah. I'm very excited about that. And just to be clear, it's not, I've always been a girly girl. Okay, not really a girly girl. I've always been very comfortable with being a woman. Like, I love myself. I love being sensual. I love being a woman. I love being pretty. I love smiling big and saying hello. You know, I love all that too. But this is more than that surface level femininity. It's more about, you know, the actual energy that you're emitting out and what you're actually giving to the world and how you are showcasing that energy and really feeling it in your body. And that's what I'm very excited about. So I will probably take you guys along the journey of what I'll be doing to get even more and more in tune with my feminine energy. But I don't know, ladies, if you guys have maybe you haven't thought about it, maybe you haven't thought that there is a need for that, or maybe you don't feel like you need that feminine energy, or maybe you feel like you're doing great. But I would love to hear from other women that have been very successful with this, or who have focused on it and done well, or if you're struggling with it too, definitely let me know, because I definitely think it's something that a lot of us maybe didn't even realize that we're struggling with until something happened. So yeah, let me know. I'd love to hear back from you guys about this subject. And for the guys, not necessarily about if you are in tune with your feminine side, but I mean, I always think it's beneficial to get another perspective on things like this, where, you know, do you feel like you're being challenged with the masculine energy of women in your life? Do you feel like you have to always go a little harder than you want to because you're kind of being pushed by the girl in your life, or the woman in your life, or the women that you love, whether that's your sisters, your mother, your aunts, whatever? So yep, give me that. As you guys know, I like to keep it short for these little car events. And if you guys have any feedback, I love for you guys to let me know and give me some feedback. Write me on my Facebook page, Raina Says. Hit me up on Instagram, Raina Says. Or give me a Anchor voice message. So I'll talk to you guys soon and keep you on the journey. Bye.